Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IUD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, July 19, 2019. Yours truly, Raven 98 here, along with...
All right, good afternoon, TNT. Y'all just got that good afternoon by like 4 or 5 minutes. But anyway, we are here. It is Friday. Got a little bit of info for you guys. A few questions, and we're going to enjoy the weekend. All right, Ray, did you send anything out? Blast up there. We can't hear you.
No update. So we start.
No update. All right, guys, since it's been a minute, and I know you guys have been waiting, this is the news of the day. Okay, let me say this first. I was just thinking. JN, let me start with JN again. I'm going to ask Ray to post the information in the forum, and maybe I'll tweet it out. But funeral services are tomorrow. So anybody who, hopefully you guys send out some cards, and flowers, whatever, but I'll post that information for tomorrow. And for those of you who already sent something, you sent me text, saying that you've sent things to Benita already. I really appreciate it. And I'm glad we can show his family at least that we thank him. Okay, the information is very simple. The the banks had meetings yesterday. They had meetings at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, they told everybody it was a go. Everything's a go, we're on the way. They had update meetings at 3 and 4 in the morning. They told everybody it's a go. Everything's on its way. They have put everybody on standby, high alert, cannot leave town, and must report in Texas anyway, immediately. And some other locations, they are sitting there already. They did do transactions yesterday as normal. They continue to do some now. But as I'm told, Tier 4 should start later today or tomorrow, is what they're looking for right this moment. Later today or sometime tomorrow is the plan at the moment. I can say that because I got it from several locations, and that is the plan. But here's the thing. This is Friday. It was scheduled to go Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning. They had them in there ready to go and told them to stop each morning. But it was scheduled for each morning. It is now scheduled for either later today or tomorrow morning. They do want to get it done. They are saying they have 10 days to do the internet group, and then they're going to change their format. So they want to get all of us in the first 10 days. That is still their goal. And yes, as of this morning, they are saying the Zim is going. Now, the Zim has been a holdup for the last 3 days or 4 days. I think, when did she tell us? Monday? That, and I think I told you guys, they said it would go even without the Zim. But that has been what's been holed up, but they've decided that the Zim is going, is the information I got this morning. All right? You already know the rates, because we gave you the rates. Now we know possibly the dates, today or tomorrow. We don't know, maybe after the markets close. Maybe, I will tell you this, guys, because it didn't happen. Might give you a little hint. Insight. It was supposed to go after 7 o'clock last night. That's what they told the banks. Everybody was excited. We had bank tellers singing. I had wealth managers jumping up in joy. Finally, it's over. We're going. And it didn't go. It was on after 7 last night. But we'll see what happens tonight. We'll see what happens tomorrow morning. And that, my friends, is the news. All of it. There's nothing else to tell you. All we got to do is wait and see what happens. We are on the clock. Ready?
All right. Let's see. Questions. All right, Stone Love, we just answered your question about people being processed. Annie O says, is there a way to be able to check the 800 numbers to be sure that it is not from a scammer? Reportedly, listening to other calls, they've been told some scammed 800 people, folks losing their currency. I haven't found anything that said that, or maybe you have.
Guys, all I know is there's some idiot, and I know a bunch of y'all don't like when I call them idiots, but they're idiots, who has a fake TNT site, got 300 followers. So make sure when you see the TNT 800 numbers, you know which one of us it is. And he posted some bogus mess earlier this week just, well, I don't know for what reason, because he's just an idiot, I guess. Maybe you guys can contact Twitter or something. So that may happen. I do know I got some texts and some information this morning about this so-called guru who is telling you guys when you dial the 800 number, don't tell them how much currency you have. Just tell them which currencies you have. Well, ask them how stupid is that? Then why do you need to dial the number? How are they going to set you up with the wealth manager who can handle your volume if you're not going to tell them how much you have? This guy comes up with some of the stupidest shit I ever heard. And this morning it did piss me off. Because everybody's like, is this what we're supposed to do? Does this make sense? I mean, how could you even tell somebody, don't tell them how much you have? What are you calling them for then? Idiot. They have to know how much you have in order to send you to the right location. They can't steal your money over the phone. They're not asking you for the serial numbers of your money. Now, that would be stupid to do that. I mean, I just wouldn't do it anyway. They still don't have your currency in hand. Why would they ask you to give them the serial number of each individual note over the phone? I mean, who does that make sense to? Yep, I'm making a 15-minute call. I'm setting up your appointment, but I need you to go get every single note you have and read me the serial number of how much each one of them is. Come on, man. That don't even make any sense. But anyway, don't do it. Legitimate sites should put out legitimate 800 numbers. And this is what you guys can do. I tell you that. Look on all the sites. I will tell you to do that. Look on all the sites and see if the numbers are the same. See if everybody's putting out the same number. And if they're not, then one of them is screwed up. That's all. If two or three of them got one number and two of them got another number, then somebody has screwed up. Intentionally or accidentally. But I would be leery of that one, okay? Call the bank. Or I can guarantee you the number we put on our site will be the correct number. I can guarantee you that much. So you can go to any site you want to, but that's where the correct number will be at. All right. Let me think. What else is this?
Sam Wise.
Oh. Okay.
You good?
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to run into it. That's why they sent it to me, because somebody's going to ask questions about it. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they sent it to you. They're going to send it to me. My people know better than to ask me questions like that. You get your number to the wrong people, apparently. Sam Wise.
Apparently, it's somebody you gave my number to. But okay, because I don't even know him, but okay.
You might be right. Sam Wise says, is it feasible to have way more than a few million U.S. dollars and have the Bank of Exchange open CDARS accounts, or is there a mo better way? Yeah, it's feasible. Just ask the bank when you do your exchange, how can they protect your money? And then they'll either offer you CDARS or whatever way that they have to offer. And then you decide if that's the way you want to go, to have your money protected. Okay, we'll move on. Tightwad says, if there is no tax on this, as is rumored, then the gifting letters would mean anything. Is that right? Well, the gifting letters never meant anything anyway compared to it being a tax on the exchange. It served an entirely different purpose of showing when somebody received something and at what value it was received. For the donor, the person giving it, as well as the one receiving it, if they needed to prove when they received something and at what value. But that had no basis on if there was a tax on the exchange. You want to add anything to that, Tony?
Nope.
Okay. Ham Delpia says, will there be a contract rate available for Canadians at Canadian banks? Didn't you hear yes on that? I'm trying to remember now.
My understanding is yes, there will be.
Okay, right.
Our information says yes, there will be a contract rate in Canada. All right.
Okay. Let's see. F111F says, Tony, at the end of Monday's call, you gave us information about housing vets. I'm a IT person and tried to Google it, but there were too many selections to choose from. I did get assistance from others on the forum, but not specific to what you discussed. I'm retired Air Force and would like to help vets. Can you elaborate about this government program in more detail?
Somebody send me the number. If you know it, I actually have somebody who I got two people who actually do the program that live here in Sacramento. So I can get it from you. I don't have it right off the top of my head, but it is a program where you can house veterans, and there's one where you can house even homeless people, I think. I know it's veterans. It's... Hold on for a second. Let me see. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, go ahead and talk. Well, let me call this guy and see what's his name, because he's getting paid. So hold on.
All right. Let me look at the next question, see if it's one for me or not. Oh, now, Tony, you want to speak on that one. Let's see. Danger Smith says, hey, guys, need travel money to fly to main exchange point. After the RE, can I go to the nearest foreign exchange bank and exchange, say, 1,000 IQD at the international rate to fly to where I'm going to exchange all of my currencies and do that without affecting me getting the contract rate? I would assume so if you can exchange it, being outside of your district. That was the biggest hang-up, was everyone was supposed to exchange in their district. But nothing beats a failure but a try. So if you're outside of your district and need mad money so you can get back home and get your currency and go do your exchange, and that's all you have is a note, then try to exchange it and see if it'll give you the instant cash that you need to cover your expenses for getting back.
All right, I'm back. He didn't answer. All right.
Okay. All right. Somebody says, my friend emailed me today saying delete all emails that have dinar in them and also to leave sites like TNT. Why? Does this make us marked and watched? I hope I'm not stirring anything up.
Well, you're not. But here's the thing. If your friend emailed it to you, why didn't you ask your friend why? Because he evidently feels some kind of way about it. Or he may know something you don't, but I don't know why he sent that to you. But why is dangerous? Now, I could guess that maybe he thinks once the dinar goes that somebody's going to search and, you know, do what they do, try to get in everybody's account that says dinar or something, which is why, again, I said I would use a totally new computer that I never did use before. But the only reason I can think of, you think some bad guys out there, somebody that is hacking accounts or sending out things is going to target any account with the word dinar. That's all I can think of. All right.
Let me share something for the people that have smart friends like this. Guys, leaving TNT or any other site you've ever been to is not going to amount to a hill of beans. The first time you went on anybody's site or got on anybody's call, if their purpose was to capture your information, they got it. So you can decide right now, well, I'm not going to get on TNT site anymore after today. I'm not going to call anymore after today. I have your information. Have had it for years if you came up here years ago. So you getting off now is not going to change anything. So just thought I'd throw that out for some of those who panic and fear over every little thing. Some things are not worth fearing over because you already did the damage. It's been done. You can't undo it. So all you can do is compensate for it by doing the things that you feel you need to do to give yourself more privacy after the fact. So, Samadhi, don't worry about leaving this site or any other site. Everybody has your information that wants it. As far as if they're manning a site or manning a conference call, they have that data. You gave that to them freely when you first stepped your foot in the door. Danger okay. Smith. All right,
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second, because I won't be there again. Okay, Smalley, ask your friend why. Because, again, he may not be concerned with us. He may be concerned with what people are going to try and do after they know now it's real and try and hack different systems and get you that way or just put it out. So we're not a threat. TNT is definitely not a threat. Because believe me, after we do the events, you know, if 100 of y'all call me, I'm going to be mad. Anyway, so. I'm going to go live my life. No, I'm just joking. But we really don't need it after that. I don't think TNT people, or hopefully anybody else, who just got millions and millions of dollars are going to be targeting you for anything. I mean, not TNT. Some of these other idiots that put out this BS that they put out, I don't know what they plan on doing. Because it's just crazy. So, but, again, you know what they say in boxing? When you get in the ring, protect yourself at all times. That's what they say. That's the best thing to do. Okay, right?
Okay. Nine ball. We were told the Zim has been resolved. Can you tell us if the resolution was in our favor and any details you may have?
Okay, I did. The Zim is going live. The rates haven't changed. That's what we've been told as of this morning.
All right. Country Girl 2002. Have you heard any more about counterfeit notes still being an issue with the recent exchanges that have taken place?
Nope. I haven't heard any more about it. But I haven't said one thing, that one instance.
Greggy Max says, I have a few friends from Jamaica that are in the U.S. on work visas. They have accounts at Wells Fargo Bank, and they have several million dollars. My question is, will they be able to utilize the 800 numbers for exchange appointments, being that they are not U.S. citizens but do have a local residence in the USA while they are here working?
I'm going to tell them to call the 800 numbers. Call the 800 numbers, get an appointment, explain it to them, and then follow their direction. But, yes, call the 800 numbers.
And if they don't ask you if you are a U.S. citizen or not, keep your mouth closed. Answer what's being asked. Okay, Mortsky says, how does a Roth IRA work with the other two tools? I am thinking of setting up a trust at the limit amount and then putting everything else but the Roth IRA into the foundation. Gee, Mortsky, we can better answer that if it was you live on the call. But I'll just take a stab at a partial answer. The Roth IRA is an individual retirement account, so it would have nothing to do with the trust or the foundation in that regard. That's an individual situation that you set up individually of any other activity you may be involved in. So I'm not thinking about how you're trying to apply it, or I can't see how you're trying to apply it with the trust or the foundation. Or maybe you'll change your thoughts once you realize that the IRA is just that individual retirement account that an individual funds and an individual receives the money from it. Now, one connection with the foundation is you might decide to donate your retirement to charity. And that's one application that I could see you probably doing. But if it's a Roth, I don't see the need for the Roth one to be donated because all distributions from it are going to be tax-free. So give us some thought. Jim in KC says, if the final decision on them has been made, who makes it? Pentagon or U.S.
I don't know. It's been made. I don't know what difference makes. Who made it? The bank is saying it's been concluded. They made it and it's gone. Okay.
Let's talk to some live folks.
Let me call a live person first. I'm going to try and find out this information because it's killing me. Just hold on.
I'm going to take this other question then. Diane says, is there a currency exchange cap for the Vietnamese dong contract rate? The only cap that we've ever received was 50 million dong years ago, and we have not received anything contrary to that. So until we hear something different, we're going to go with the last thing we were given. And we did share with you guys the other day that a source did say that there was a 10 million cap on dinar, and for years we had been told it would be 20 million. So that too remains to be seen. Is it really going to be 10 million or not? Could be a change that kicked in, and we're learning about it along the way. But so far we've not received any new information on contract rate caps on the dong or the Zim. Somebody asked me about Zim on an open mic training session. So we have not received any new information on any of those. And I believe that
we'll cover
all of the written questions. Okay. You ready, Tom?
Yep, I'm ready. All right.
Wow. How in the world did this happen? I'm looking at the first caller on the list.
God.
The bus lady. 281 area code. You're on.
How you doing?
I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Good. Tony and Ray, you guys are something else. You guys are my heroes.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Funny. Okay, well, wow, you're right. This has never happened where I'm the first one. Okay. Well, everything sounds good. If just so happens you guys get the information tonight after 7, will we, saying that it's a go or whatever, and they give y'all the 1-800 numbers, will you come back on, or are you going to wait till the next day, or how would that work?
Well, I'm going to a concert.
Who said that? Who's going to a concert? is, so I know what to do when I see them next. Okay.
All right, again, depends on how we get the information, how they're putting it out. I don't know. Again, I'm saying hopefully they created their own site with all the information so they would know it would be right. I mean, that's what a smart person would do, I would think, instead of relying on 5 or 6 different gurus to put the information out the way they wanted to. They could have created their own and simply send us a link and say, hey, put the 800 numbers out, which we will easily, again, we always say we're going to put it on our site, which is a challenge. I'll get it done, and I'm going to tweet it out to everybody so everybody will have it instantly. Nobody's going to get it before anybody else. 140,000 people will get it instantly. Start dialing, do whatever they want to do, make an appointment. Then we will also tweet out when we plan on doing a call. Okay?
So we will get them
at
first.
At that time, once they put it out, our contacts can now give us all the information they've been withholding, because they have been withholding some. Because they're, you know, don't want to get in trouble. But once the numbers are out, now we can have all the information. We can talk about it maybe before some of you guys get to your appointments. The numbers are supposed to come out, and then 2 hours after, the first appointment should be there. So somewhere in that 2 hours, we should be able to do a call.
Oh, okay. So, so then that means they may go over into the night, like late in the night, exchanging people, or that may not happen to the next day?
If they start at 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, they're going to go to 1 in the morning. That has always been the plan. The next day, they will start at 7 o'clock, and they will go to 11 o'clock for the next 10 days till they get everybody done.
Yeah, 1 o'clock is late for me. I'm too cute to be out that late at night. I have to make my appointment at 7 the next morning. Somebody may get
me. Excuse me.
I can't go out that late. I can't go out that late. Trying to make my
Where do you live at? Where do you live at?
I'm in Texas, sir.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't the cows go to sleep at night? Moving in Texas, what you worried about?
You're so funny. Okay. So my last question, and I may get a spanking for this, but I want to ask. Let's say hypothetically, some of us run into something that we think was not maybe fair. I know life is not fair, but maybe where we thought we had a reason to not feel like we were treated fairly.
Okay.
Is there a process in place for those people? Because we know the banks may not want to get bombarded with calls, or the Treasury, I mean, have they thought about people may have, you know, something that they may want to discuss about whatever, you know?
Well, they haven't given me any numbers to call if there's a problem, but this is what we can do. We can always call the bank's regular 800 number, other than this, the bank themselves, if we have an issue with something that happened or an individual at the bank. They already have that part set up. What we can do other than that is in our form, on our calls, we can start alerting everybody if there's an issue so we can see if it's consistent through one bank or another.
Right.
If they're doing that, and then we, as a group, can take action. If that's something that's going on in one bank, two banks, and
yeah.
I'll tell you what the action is, but I don't want to upset them yet until we get started.
Don't do that now.
And then
don't
we see it going.
Uh-uh.
Then I'll tell you what the action is that we can take.
Yeah.
Okay?
No. I didn't really want to bring it up because we didn't want them to go back and have to do something else and delay the call. But I think it, to me, it would be something that both sides need to think about, even the bank side, because if they haven't thought about that, it could be a possibility that, you know, something could, I wouldn't say happen, because I don't think, or I hope, people wouldn't go into the bank and act crazy and get put on the do not exchange list or whatever they call it. But if you feel like something is not fair, you don't have to argue with a person. You don't have to be rude. You just, you know, get up and maybe go somewhere else and exchange. But you can always, you know, go back later or call in later or whatever you have to do to get on the complaint list to voice your opinion at least. That's the way I look at it. You know what I'm saying? And
I agree. It should be a
two-way
street. That's right.
Right.
It should be a two-way street. They know some of the employees are going to be highly upset when they find out that this was real. And they're going to have attitudes and everything, too, because all you poor people think you're something because you're all of a sudden you're rich. I mean, I can see it happening, too. Let's hope not.
Yeah.
But we're going to use their regular complaint lines first because every bank has them. And then, again, if we see it's a pattern or a location or something and we're going to put it on our site letting everybody know, then we can do what we need to do. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I will pray that this thing happens between tonight and tomorrow. I'm going to make sure I have my wig and everything ready. I got my wig ready, too. So I'm ready.
I was going to say, don't let that be an excuse not to comb your hair because of what you and Tony are talking about.
I comb my hair. I don't know what you're talking about.
But is the wig blonde is the question. Is it blonde?
No, it's not blonde.
Don't wear that one. Okay. Don't wear that one.
You
all
wait
right.
Till I see the both of y'all. Bye.
All right, bye.
I'm just saying. 850 Erico, you're on.
Good morning, good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing today?
Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm trying to make it. So, I guess my question is pretty simple, and it's, you know, probably don't know if you'll be able to share the answer to this one. But so you said it was supposed to happen Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Supposed to happen at 7 after 7 o'clock yesterday. Did they ever give you any reason as to why it did not go down?
Yeah, the reason was they hadn't come to a conclusion with the Zim yet. So supposedly last night they did, and as I said, you know, it was supposed to go after 7. It didn't. It's scheduled for today or tomorrow.
So the banks decided that the Zim was going to go, or was it the UST that decided the Zim was going to go?
It's not a bank decision of which currency the country is going to accept or not.
All right, just making sure. So it was the UST that had basically had, or some other entity that had a meeting yesterday after 6 o'clock, not the banks that had a meeting yesterday at 6 o'clock.
The banks had a meeting yesterday at 6 o'clock to brief their people. It had nothing to do with the Zim, so which means the decision was made prior to 6 o'clock yesterday. They had a meeting again this morning at 3 o'clock to brief their people on their status where they are.
Okay. All right, Colin, following now. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, y'all. Hopefully, run through
no
this
problem.
Weekend.
All right.
Talk to 916 area code. You on?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
So,
hey, how you doing, man?
All right. Question for you, Tony. Say you got a check in the mail for $1,000 today. We go now and buy $20 million from the bank?
Hypothetically, or are you just asking my opinion?
Your opinion.
My opinion, if I had $1,000 in my hand and I didn't know what to do with it, I'd go buy some dong today. Now, my opinion, if I had $1,000 in my hand and I did know what to do with it, I'd go buy some dong today.
Okay.
Okay.
Got you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, if they tell me that they stopped selling it already, then I'll don't know for sure this thing ain't happening at 7 o'clock, huh?
They're not going to tell you that because they can't stop selling it until 2 hours before the rate change.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, it sounds good, and I'm praying right along with y'all. I hope this thing happens, and hopefully you'll be getting in touch with us a little bit later on today. All right, y'all have a blessing.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Well, you guys evidently got to keep Ray away from the concert if you want that to happen, but we'll do what we can do.
Hey, man, it's Maze featuring Frankie Beverly and Kim. I don't know. 404, you're on.
Oh.
Appreciate the call, fellas, info, and glad that the information warranted another call. Appreciate your clarification, Tony, because you have indicated 10 days to do the internet group, and so I was concerned 24 hours, and you clarified that that's 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. for the next 10 days. But then you had said, and then they're planning to change the format. Did they clarify what that format change would be? And for those who perhaps were unable to, in the internet group, to do it during that 10-day period, they still would be able to do it on day 11, 12, and so on. Is that correct? I shouldn't be having any concerns.
Yeah, everybody's still going to be able to do it. They're just going to have to go through their regular branches, go through the officer there and have the appointment set up and you know, it is what it is, right? I mean, they're not going to be working from 7-Eleven. They're going to work regular bank hours, and if somebody's appointment is 2 weeks away, then it's 2 weeks away because they're going to be dealing with us now as their new clients, and they're just going to fit those people in when they can.
The change format, does that also suggest that the locations of exchange centers, that they would be really phasing out exchange centers, that was just a concentrated time frame for 10 days and that the exchanges would then be at standard retail locations kind of thing? Or have they even given you that kind of clarification?
No, that is what they're going to do. They're going to do away with the exchange centers after we're done. And they figure they get I think he told us today 90% of the people, internet people, is what the committee guy told us the other day. I think 90%, then they're going to shut it down.
Okay. Appreciate that clarification. And I kind of lost track of the number of times that you used that word that I didn't want to hear anymore, supposed to go or supposedly or whatever, but after 7 p.m. So we'll see. But I appreciate your doing the call. And as some of the prior callers had said, hopefully there will be another call. Finally, this is our finale Friday. We'd like to think that this is your last pre-RV call that you guys are going to have to make 10 days from now. That would be our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. Appreciate it so much. Have
all
a
right.
great weekend.
Let me tell you guys, you too, it was supposed to go after 7 last night. Doesn't mean it's supposed to go after 7 tonight. But they are on high alert. They are doing it. And they do think we at least should be in there doing exchanges tomorrow. Possibly tonight. But by tomorrow is the word that they're hearing. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. All right, Ray.
All right. 931 area code, you're on.
Is that me?
That's you.
Hey, okay. How you doing there, Tony Ray?
I'm fantabulous.
I'm super fantastic.
Yeah, I had a... Okay, I got a question, and... Well, what is the advantage of depositing our funds into a non-interest bearing account, proposing depositing it into a trust account or a manager agent account? And what is the security against people knowing your wealth?
So you just want our opinion on how to live life. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm trying to see. No, I don't. Well, yes, I wouldn't mind having your opinion very well, but I was just trying to see what's the advantage of it.
There is no bank, and a non-interest-bearing account just means the bank wasn't using your money for anything. It's just sitting there, okay,
right.
Basically, so you don't feel it's at risk. And interest-bearing accounts, they're using it and earning the profit from it, which right now you should be doing too. So
right.
Things have changed, all right? And as far as what is the advantage or disadvantage of people knowing your wealth, well, this is what happens.
Many people, okay.
All right. I sent you guys the 15 things you can expect when you become wealthy. And one
right.
of them is that you'll lose your best friends because they'll be mad at you, jealous of you, anything else, you know. Another thing is a whole bunch of new people will try to come in your life and you won't know the reason. Is it you and your newfound attitude and approach, or is it just because you have money? So you have to deal with
right.
that. Security-wise, where absolutely nobody was interested in you before and didn't care if you fell off the turnip truck or not, people will be out there looking for your friends, family, and relatives that they can take advantage of because you have money. Advantage of could be business opportunities, gambling situations, put them in different situations, knowing that you're going to bail them out to kidnapping your little brother who you wouldn't give a dime to. But you will pay $5 million for him to get him back. So there's a bunch of security things that are going to be out there once you have this type of money that rich people deal with every day.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have a great weekend, right?
All right, sir. All right. Thank you. 610 area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good afternoon, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, how you doing,
man, sir?
Super fantastic. And, man, it looks like that pink slip is really going to go out. What do you think, Ray?
I'm even thinking about sending it to you via email instead of snail mail.
All right. I like that. I'm going to keep it very short. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the calls. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. Again, Ray and Tony, thank you for all that you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite weekend, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. Area code. Wait a minute. 423. You are on.
Is that me?
That is you.
That first lady on the call sounds like so much fun. Doesn't she? She always makes us laugh.
It depends on what color wig she has on, but go ahead.
of Broadway?
I don't know, but she sure sounds like it. And she's from Texas, so I don't know.
She's going to be the wife of the party, I can tell. Here's something that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, although most of this doesn't, but do you mean the whales went in last week and they did not, they hadn't decided about the Zim yet when the whales went through? They didn't get any, I thought Tony said that the whales got the Zim.
Yep, the guy told me they were giving them 35 cents for their Zim.
Yeah.
And then they stopped because it was going, then it stopped. And 3 days in a row, they were deciding. So whatever the issue was, but now they have resumed. So I guess they're going to pay them for it.
Okay, so it was whether they were going to let us be in on that then, right? Just the, because they got their money. The whales did.
They have gotten, well, the guy who was supposed to get the $47 million has not gotten the $47 million yet, even though they told him it was. As of today, they told him he would have it today because they already gave him a, what is the name? The letter?
Proof of funds.
Yeah, proof of funds letter to buy, no, they gave him a proof of funds letter for $47 million so he could go out and buy some property and things, which he's already doing, signing contracts, doing agreements, because the bank told him, don't worry about it, you will have your money. And they've told everybody that they've exchanged so far.
But they didn't really, their money hadn't become liquid yet. It's still a SKR that hadn't gone yet.
It's still an SKR. They have not gone yet.
Okay.
But they are processing them, so when this goes, they just flip the switch. All of them are paid. They won't have to come back in or do anything.
It'll just be right there. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be awesome. Well, you know, you're saying there might be some issues with the bankers because they thought this was a scam and now they're going to realize it's real. But who have they been training? I mean, you said they had a lot of meetings, and then they got together at 3 and 4, and all the tellers were excited and jumping up and down, and then it didn't go. So does that just mean some know and some don't?
Well, they're all aware of it because they have been trained. So I'm talking about your regular bank employees, when you go in there and start doing other things you want to do, getting cashier's checks or having services or even just going, you know, to the tellers, things like that, you may have some issues. There should not be any resentment from any exchangers because they've known about it for years, and they had to sign NDAs.
Right.
And they couldn't purchase any. But again, if they've known about it for years, which they have, and they really wanted to purchase some, they could have just quit their job and went and bought some Denar and just sat back and wait like we did, if it really meant that to them. But they didn't, and banks know that. What they did do is what they said they wouldn't do. They went home and told their brother, sister, uncle, cousin, best friend, this is real, and let's get this set up. So, because that's what anybody would have done once they known there was millions and billions of dollars at stake, and you couldn't believe it. But the thing is, they'll stay on the job, they'll get us through, and then they'll go do what they need to do. But if you feel there is an issue, the banks already have numbers you can call, file complaints, and do those things. And then again, if we get something consistent, either with one bank or one location, and we bring it to the forum or do it to that, I will definitely get it to some people's attention. And if it don't, we, as TNT, will definitely get the bank's attention. And again, we're not going to go into that right now, but we have enough people, and we'll have enough millionaires and billionaires that I think we can get their attention.
Right, okay. You said they made that decision yesterday, right, about the Zim? They made that yesterday. They finalized that.
It did. That's what I was told. That's why they had the meeting. Yep.
Okay, but then why didn't they flip the switch? If they'd made the decision, why didn't they do it?
Well, because they have to be prepared to do it, and they were building up to it, doing what they were doing, paying those with accounts over $5 million. I don't know how many more of those they had left to do or what the next thing is. They only had 10 people doing that. They only had 1,000 people doing that. I don't know. They still have to bring everybody back in for the 10 million people, get it set up, and get it done. They put them back on standby, back on alert yesterday, told them they can't go out of town, and they have to be in the office within an hour when they get the call.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting ready to do it.
And you think they finished the whales now?
That's what I was told.
Okay. Well, let's hope they told you the truth, Tony. Let's hope this is it.
I always hope for it. I can't say every single bank has done every one of their clients, but the ones we're talking to, they feel they've done enough that we should either start tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're all on ready, set, and then the next thing is go. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Ray. God bless you all.
All right. And you're right. Because we got from a group of exchanges yesterday, that was their message. Get ready. Get ready. Tell everybody to get ready. Okay? So we're ready. Yeah. Let's go.
We are ready. All right.
Thanks.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
407. You're on.
Hi, Tony. Emma, is this me?
Hi, how are you? This
I'm
is you.
Good. Thank you. I have a question about the ZIM. If I get the contract rate, does the money go through the Zimbabwe Reserve Bank or not?
The money goes through the United States Treasury.
Okay. So if it goes to the U.S. Treasury, because most of the organizations I'm working with are in the southern part of the country. And the southern part of the country does not get funding through the Zimbabwe government. It's like they put all the money in the north and all the organizations in the south are really suffering. So if it goes to the U.S. Treasury and I can transfer money from my bank to the organization's bank in Zim, is that correct?
No, no. Hold on. We're talking about today. When you go do your exchange here,
okay,
then it's going to go through the United States Treasury. Now, if you're
correct
talking about getting the $2 for the ZIM for a humanitarian project.
Right.
Now, your money is still here in U.S., but it's going to go through Zimbabwe, and I don't know what they're going to do with it when it goes over there. I don't know who's going to run those projects. And who's going to be in charge of that money? I don't have a clue what's going to happen in Zimbabwe. Okay,
so if I don't get the contract rate on the ZIM, then the money will be in my bank, correct?
There's two different contract rates, though. For humanitarian project, that rate is $2. If you just want to get a contract rate over in the U.S., that rate is 35 cents.
Okay. Because my experience, I'm from Zimbabwe, and my experience has been when it goes through the Zimbabwe Reserve Bank, the money doesn't go to where it's supposed to go. So
I believe
that's my quandary.
Okay. I believe you. Nothing we can do about it. Now, the only thing you can do is, take the 35 cents and then go over, to Zimbabwe and wire some money. I mean, your money would be there and distribute it as you see fit instead of letting the country distribute it.
Right. Okay. Well, that answers my question. Well, in that case, if Zimbabwe is controlling the money, I will not be getting the contract rate for my ZIM. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay,
let's do this.
I want you to get the contract rate of 35 cents. You don't want the humanitarian rate of $2.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. But I'm still doing my humanitarian project with my 35 cents.
There you go.
That'll work.
Okay.
That'll work for me.
Yeah,
yeah, because you know.
All right.
The okay. Thank you.
The what?
Ready?
Oh. No, you can print. Okay. All right, Ready.
All right, 760 area code. You're on.
Oh, hello. I have a question, and my question is basically about Zimbabwe, as she was saying. For the humanitarian project, would you, I'm asking for your opinion. By the way, how are you guys doing?
Fantabulous.
Okay.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know what? I'm blessed as always. Thank you for asking. Would you consider joining a consortium that's already in existence, say, for instance, the energy project or the hydro energy project, or would you think it's best to just start a new humanitarian project? Okay.
If you've never done anything like this before, no. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. If you've never done anything like this before, it is best to go with people and professionals who already have the contacts, let the money move, and everything else. Pick a project that you want to contribute to. It does two things. It allows you to get the bigger rate, which you want, give them their percentage without having to come up with a plan, documents, everything else. And they already have all the resources. You're just adding to it is the best way to look without you having to be involved, going over there, starting relations, everything else. Plus, your plan is liable to get approved a whole lot faster than you coming up with a new plan and taking, you know, 90 days to submit everything that has to be done. So that's the way I would do it if I was planning on doing the humanitarian project.
Okay. Thank you. And again, I want to say live my condolences to the family. I was thinking, and it's not my place to say this, but I was thinking if we can get together and just ask everyone, even though it's pre-RV, and just ask everyone to, as a group, donate maybe $100 or something just to show our appreciation and help the family through this time. That's just my suggestion.
You said each one as a group donate $100?
Yes, so we can donate it as TNT just to support the family. Everyone that can, you understand what I'm saying?
Each individual donate $100.
Yeah, and we're making a mass donation as a group.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let me tell you guys this. So I haven't been able to talk to Benita yet. Which I'm going to do because she just got home last night to see if they wanted to do the GoFundMe account or not so we can help them. I was hoping the RV was announced this morning and it wouldn't matter. I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it when it's announced anyway. But hopefully this thing will be over. We don't. But I know he's not having a regular funeral because they scheduled a cremation for tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Because that's all they could afford to do. And with the house and foreclosure and everything else, they're going to have some challenges. And I don't know if you guys know about Hindu or not, but, you know, she is there and her mother is there and her mother-in-law is there because he was trying to, because his brother died. So his wife is there. And in their culture, it goes to the oldest male. So now we got a 22-year-old kid sitting over there trying to figure out life. And he's in school, and now he's responsible for all these ladies and his little brother. So they're going to go through something, and I'm going to try and make it as easy as possible as I can. Hopefully, it already happens. But if you guys want to send something to him, please do. But, I mean, at least send a card something, let them know that TNT appreciate, you know, everything he did for us in the last 10 years where he spent doing things for us. I would appreciate it. I'm sure she would, as his sons would, knowing that many people he even thought about, you know, their father and her husband. Okay. You want to send $100, please do. Everything can help. But after I talk to her, if we can do a GoFundMe or if we have to, I'll try to convince him to do it just so we can. But hopefully the RV will happen tomorrow and we won't even be concerned with it. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the thought, though. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, 208.
What is all that noise?
Must be 208.
Yeah, 208. You think it's tonight or tomorrow?
That's what I'm hearing.
I hope so. Have a great day.
All right, bye. All right. 972, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Let me turn down my TV just a second. No, I'm joking.
You watching TV? I'm sorry, you watching TV today?
Well, it was too hot to stay out in it, my friend. It was too hot. This is the world we live in. I heard once that the only reason there's so many people that live around here is they've never been out of the state to discover other climates. And I don't know that for sure, but I suppose that's why we stay. Listen.
Well, do they even know there are other states in the U.S.?
You know, we used to be the biggest, right? And I remember as a child when Alaska came on, and they said, okay, Texas is no longer the biggest state. We'll divide Alaska into three parts, and there'll be three states bigger than Texas. And that was a little bit of an insult to us in general, but we got past it. We got past it. Yeah,
okay.
Listen, I've got a serious question. I know straight up that you won't be able to answer it now, but I'm really referring to next week or something. The information we've gotten over the last 2 weeks has been encouraging and distracting, and we've gone through humanitarian projects and thinking through that process. And now we're back to just asking for it. Not, that's all good, but then the reduction of from 20 million dinar cap to 10 million a cap. I think I understood from what you said earlier that was across the board, or was it just one bank with that information?
That was just one bank so far.
Okay.
One bank told us 10 million.
Yeah.
Is what they're doing right now. Our committee guy here told us 20 million.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Go
to
in there.
Now,
if I'm you or you're me, I'm going in there to try and get the contract rate on 100 million. If they give it to me, that's what I'm going to try and get. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it would be real easy if you could tell us who that one bank was. Now, I know that's out of the ordinary. And you haven't fulfilled that kind of request yet, but might that be fulfilled after you send out the 800 numbers?
Yeah.
I don't want to. Okay, good. Now, let's not elaborate any further. I have my answer. And I took off early today because of the heat, but now I'm making plans. Making plans. There are all kind of people I want to benefit. Your friend, the techie guy that's no longer with us, he is just added to the list. And I concur with the last lady that called about that. Let's do it upright. Let's be the people we want to be, and that'd be a good first target. Okay, I'm gonna get off the line because I'm feeling guilty about sitting in this air conditioning when there's work to be done. So I'm going to go. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sir.
All right.
Take care.
Okay. Ray, let me do this real quick.
All right.
Hold on 1 second because somebody answered. Guys, I'm going to give you JN and Vanita's address again. I mean, her name is Vanita. V-A-N-I-T-A. N-I-T-A Parmar, P-A-R-M-A-R. His name was Jitendra, J-I-T-E-N-D-R-A, Parmar. Address is 7606 Kavoras, K-A-V-O-O-R-A-S Drive, Sacramento, California, 95831. I think somebody posted it in the forum, but I don't know if you pinned it there or not so everybody can see it. But that's what somebody was just asking for. So if we could do that. Look. Okay. Who's next?
All right. We'll get it there. 503 area code.
Hello. This is Peggy. How are you doing?
Hey, Peggy.
Hey, Peggy. How are you?
I'm good. I had a question from last Wednesday. I wanted to. I've got this person in my group that has asked me to do a power of attorney for her, and so I did. And it's a horribly awesome responsibility, I have to tell you. But I did it because she has a brain injury right now and is not functioning at full capacity. But the way that I understood what you guys were saying in terms of the exchange, see, I had planned on the two of us going together for her exchange, but then on Wednesday, it seemed to me like what you all were suggesting was just possibly me going, the person who has the power of attorney, and doing the whole thing for her without her being present, that might be less confusing for the bank. So,
okay.
I don't know.
That
it's
might
kind of
be less confusing for the bank, but listen. In her case, in these individual cases, guys, there's always exceptions to everything. I want her to go in there because I wouldn't really want to be responsible for somebody's entire future without them having input. What I would have input in is if I thought something was wrong. Other than that, I would let them do it. Now, it's different if you have someone's power over attorney versus just going in there as their friend or neighbor, and I'm going to sit there and listen to everything. The bank's not going to want you to do that. But if you do have power of attorney, then that's something different.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted just to be there in case, you know, something didn't seem right or she wasn't interpreting it correctly, just to be clear, you know, make sure that everybody was on the same page. And that was really what I had wanted all along. I like that idea, and I know she would like it too. She doesn't want to feel like she's losing complete control because in reality she is going to be well one of these days, and once the concussion damage heals, and can take it back over herself. So, okay.
Right.
So
that's the way I would do it if I were you. That's what I would do.
That's how I want to do it. So to make the appointment, should she then just call and make the appointment and let them know that she's bringing someone that has the financial power of attorney with her?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So they're expecting two of them to go. You know, it's
right.
Not like
I would do
yeah.
that, and you're probably going to have to explain it again when you do get in there, you know, to whoever that guy is sitting there, because he doesn't have a clue what you said on the call or anything else. So just explain, this is why I'm here. And he'll probably
mm-hmm.
say, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds really good. So thank you for that answer. And I wanted to just share with you something that was kind of interesting this morning. some of my group was, you know, going on and on about, you know, this possibly happening today. And so I sort of asked them all, what did they want to do after the RV? Because this has been such a tense time. And all of them said, you know, I don't know. All of my long-term plans that I've thought for long-term and things like that, now that we're at the point we need so much short-term money that the long-term things have kind of gone out the window. So I asked them to rethink that again. But that's true. I mean, the longer this goes, the less resources people have in many instances. And so the short-term needs are so prevalent that it kind of forces the long-term needs to kind of go on the back burner for a while till they can readjust.
That is true for most of us. Pay the bills. Get the stress out of our life. Move this on. And there's two ways of doing that. One, like we said, we've had people get a large sum of money and buy everything they want, pay off all their bills. I keep hearing the echo really bad for some reason.
Oh, I don't know why. Is that better?
But pay everything off. Yes, that's better. Oh, no, there it is. Pay everything off and then take what they have left and build it back up to the original amount and go from life there. Other people will, like I said, put their money to work and take that money and pay those. So it depends on your needs. You know, if your car is being repossessed tomorrow, please pay your car. Do that. Or your house or your bills, or that's just what you have to do and then go from there. If you can stretch it out and put your money to work and use your money's money to take care of those things, that's the best thing you could do. Because you always maintain your principle. And
absolutely.
It doesn't cost you anything. Okay?
Absolutely. And some of the group are really, you know, in dire straits, and they just need to have, one of them has a car that basically is just driving on air sometimes. I worry about her tires, and I've sent her money to get new tires, but even then there's something wrong with the car that's damaging the tires. I don't know. She needs a new car. But I'm with you that if you can wait and just use the income, that's better. But for those who can't, do what you can and just be very cautious with it and try to make as much work for you as possible. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of an interesting response. I got that response from all of them, actually, all six of them.
Yes, nothing like peace of mind. Nothing at all.
Huh?
I said there is nothing like peace of mind.
I know. And they've struggled long enough. as that hymn goes that Ray plays at the end, we've struggled long enough. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. At some point we just need a break, so. Well, thank you, guys. I just appreciate what you're doing, and I just wanted to get that clarification, and I appreciate your answer. It was really what we wanted to do in the first place, but I got a little stunned at the end of the last call. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, sir, I do not have front row seats at the concert, so that means I need to leave a little early. So let's wrap
Man,
it up.
What time is it? Where are you going to the concert at?
Into Raleigh, Durham area.
Oh,
but I have some,
all right.
some other things I need to get done before I can head that way, so I'm not heading out right now. But
all right. No problem. All right, guys. Hopefully we're here. We delayed the call so we could get that information because I wanted to bring you some updated information. And I knew they had the meeting yesterday at 6 and again this morning at 3. And so far, they're still on track as of when we did the call, because that's the reason we delayed the call. They actually felt something could possibly happen after close of market, but felt that we should be in the banks tomorrow.
multiple banks feel that way. Multiple people feel that way. All we got to do is wait for it to happen. So let's enjoy the rest of our day. Maybe the last day you have to relax, because tomorrow changes your world. So let's hope that's what happens. Enjoy your day. I'm going to enjoy mine. Hope to talk to you again tomorrow. Ray?
All right, folks. It's Fantabulous Air Friday afternoon. So let's live it up for Friday. See what happens over the weekend, overnight, whatever the case may be. We'll be getting back in touch with you. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Yeah.
coming in the morning.
I don't remember anything else. I believe. Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
About your future.
Hello.
Stop conference recording.
This is your
press
private
one.
Banker. It's
this
done.
Session is no
it's
longer
finished.
Being recorded.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
I lay away.
We're just waiting for the call any day. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Friday afternoon. Enjoy the weekend. We are out of here.